about going to see that king, let us hear today's word from Revelation chapter 21, the first six verses. Then I saw a new earth and a new heaven, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." You may be seated.
I want to help us use our imaginations here for just a moment. I want you to picture your favorite old t-shirt. You know, the one that you go to first in your drawer, the one that is comfortable. It's been washed and worn, maybe has holes and stains on it, but you don't care, because it's your favorite old t-shirt. I brought one today. I got this one at Lakeview, our camp, many, many years ago. I probably had this shirt for 15 years, and I wear it all the time. I've worn it every time I've gone to camp. I wear it when I work in the yard and just around the house when I want to lounge around. The seams are all coming loose. In fact, yeah, this is all unwound. The back still has the stitching, but I've had to cut the seam from the front because it just finally gave out. We've all got shirts like this, don't we, that we love to wear? These shirts are familiar, they're comfortable, they're safe, right? I mean, always a great choice because it's our favorite t-shirt. But picture this. One day, you're getting ready for something really important, something maybe unfamiliar, something significant. A graduation, a job interview, confirmation. And you're planning to reach for that same old, comfortable t-shirt. After all, if you're going to do something new and difficult, you might as well be comfortable while you do it, right? And as you're planning to put it on, someone who loves you, maybe your mom, gently takes the tattered shirt out of your hands and lovingly says, "Not today. Today's a new day. I've got something even better for you." And she hands you something fresh, something clean, something crisp, unworn. It feels a little stiff. This one does, in fact, feel a little stiff. It's a little unfamiliar, but it fits where you're going. It fits who you're becoming. It fits where you are on the journey, not just who you were. This is not about changing clothes, but it's a sign that something new is happening in your life. A sign that you're stepping into a different season. You're growing. You're becoming. Today, on Confirmation Sunday, Nathaniel and Eliana are stepping into something new. You may not feel like you're ready. I still don't feel like I am ready. You may feel like you're just a kid with questions. I feel that way too, very often. That's what confirmation is. It's not the end of the road. You don't have to have everything all figured out. It's merely a new beginning, a new chapter, a page turned in the wonderful story that Christ is writing in your life. And it's not just about what we are doing today. It's about what Jesus has already done for us. Because resurrection is not just about what happened to Jesus in the past. It's also about what is happening in you today, in this present moment. As Pastor Amanda read for us, Jesus says, "See, I'm making all things new." Not just slightly better, not just patched up. What? New. What? New. I can't hear you. New. That's right. He's making all things new, not just someday, but today. Everyone say today.
Today.
In you. Everyone say in you.
In you.
Everyone say in me.
In me.
That's right. Jesus is making all things new today in you and in me. This includes your doubts and your fears and your questions. Jesus can take it all and make it new. It includes your fears and your failures. It includes your identity and your purpose. Jesus is taking everything that feels worn out, and he's making it new and fresh in you, in me, today. This moment is not about being perfect. It's about trusting in the one who makes all things new. It's about taking off the old and stepping into the new life that God has made for you in Christ Jesus our Lord, about a new life that God is shaping in you. This resurrection life is what we celebrate today. John's vision in Revelation 21 just doesn't come out of nowhere. If you read the entire book of Revelation, this chapter follows chapter after chapter after chapter of suffering and judgment and hardship. But here, finally, we catch a glimpse of what all of this is leading toward: a new heaven and a new earth. The sea, which in the scripture has been a symbol of chaos and danger, John, who wrote this letter, says that is no more. Chaos and danger have been vanquished. God's home is now among people. And then the voice from the throne says, "See, I am making all things new." That's right. He doesn't say, "I made all things new," like it's in the past. And he doesn't say, "Well, someday I'll get around to making all things new," like it's only in the future. He says, "I am making all things new right now." You see, resurrection, new life, isn't just a future hope. It's a present reality. And today we see this promise unfolding as two of our students have come forward to be confirmed. Their old t-shirts, the early uncertain versions of who they are, have been traded for something new. New faith, new hope, new life. Resurrection in Christ Jesus. They haven't arrived yet, but today they've declared they're ready to walk more fully into what God is doing in them. Are you? Am I? Are we? It's easy to think of resurrection as just a one-time event, something that happened to Jesus over 2,000 years ago, or something that waits for us after death. But the good news is that resurrection life has already begun. It has begun in you and I. When Jesus rose, he launched new creation. He did. And it's not really something that we can say looks like anything we have known before. Yes, there's something familiar about it, but there's something shiny, something different, something that we haven't quite experienced yet. Just like when you wear a brand new t-shirt, it may not feel just like you yet. It takes time to grow into it. That's okay, because new creation is always unfolding before you. And church, this isn't just about our confirmands. It's about you and I, all of us. All of us are invited to shed what's worn out, our old fears, our old patterns, our old limitations, and trust that God's Spirit is clothing us with something better. Now, there's some good news in this passage as well. Sometimes we feel alone on the journey. You know, when we're being changed and others might not be down with the changes that are happening, we may feel alone. But I'm here to tell you that it says in Revelation 21:3, God will dwell with them, and they will be his people. In this resurrection vision, God is no longer far off. The Lamb is present among his people. This is about relationship and presence and identity. That's why when you took your vows, confirmands today, the church stood up and reaffirmed their covenant already made with God. And after you had been confirmed and joined as professing members, the church stood up and said, we affirm our vows to be faithful members of this church by offering our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Eliana and Nathaniel, the church committed to pray for you, to walk with you, to lead you together with all of us into greater avenues of service, to see the world transformed through faith, through Christ at work within all of us, in community, together. Remember, God is no longer far off. The Lamb dwells among his people. The new shirt isn't just clean. This represents belonging. You're not just dressing up for an occasion. You're becoming someone new, someone who belongs. Confirmands, you belong here. First-time guests, you belong here. Long-time attendees, you belong here. Lifetime members, you belong here. We belong together in Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember, this isn't a solo journey. In baptism and confirmation, we are named and claimed as God's people, and we live resurrection life together as a church. You are not alone. Everyone say, we are not alone.
We are not alone.
Amen. Well, this moment stretches beyond our confirmands to all of us. Our church is also in a season of change, isn't it? I prepare now to take leave of this appointment for a new appointment. After today, I have 2 Sundays left here as part of my public ministry. I'll still be your pastor until June 30th, buttoning up some things in the background, helping Pastor Lindsay transition well. But my ministry here is soon coming to an end. And it's not by my choice, but by the Spirit's leading. I don't yet fully understand it, but it's not up to me to understand, because God is in charge and the Spirit goes before us and is leading us. But I want you to know this, that as I prepare to leave this appointment, I and you have wondered, what's next? It's like we've all been wearing a shirt that fit for a time, but now God is doing something new. Here's what Revelation reminds us of. Change is not loss when we place our lives and our faith in God's hands. Change is the canvas of new creation. Yes, I'm stepping away, but God is not. And the Spirit who brought new life to our confirmands is still moving among all of us. The shepherd still leads. The Lamb is still at the center of the throne. And the one who is seated on the throne is still making all things new in all of our lives, yours and mine. It may feel like you're saying goodbye to something worn in and familiar, maybe worn out a little bit. But what's ahead is not lesser. It's just new. And sometimes new is exactly what God's people need. Let's think of the old t-shirt here as I bring this to a close today. It's okay to hold it for a while, to remember where it's taken you. It's part of your story, our story. But don't be afraid to put on the new one, to trust that Christ is clothing you with something better, something that fits not who you were, but who you are becoming. For our confirmands, your journey is just beginning. Christ has turned another page in your life. You've tried on the faith, and today you say, yes, yes, this is mine now. It's my parents' faith has brought me this far. I've been developing my own, and now I claim Christ as my own. I am his, and he is mine. You may feel like you're not ready, and that's okay. You may still have questions. That's good. We as United Methodists make room for all kinds of questions, always. That's the strength of who we are as a church. Bring your questions and keep asking them. Look around the room at these caring adults. We're all here for you and with you and here to guide you and to learn from you as you grow in your faith. Faith doesn't mean having everything figured out, but it means that we trust the one who holds you, clothes you in grace, and makes you new. Church, just like our confirmands, we are stepping into something new. The journey doesn't end because one chapter closes. Christ remains at the center, leading us forward, clothing us in grace. So don't cling to what was, but trust in what God is doing. A new thing is being made among us, a new season, a new life together. Dare to follow Christ into something new. At some point, even the new shirt will fade, but the one who gave it to us never will, because Christ isn't just giving us new clothes, he's giving us a new life, a resurrection life. So when you're tempted to cling to the comfortable, the familiar, the worn out, remember the voice who is seated on the throne who says, "See, I'm making all things new."
Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, you have promised to make all things new. As you're ever renewing your creation, O God, draw us into newness of life through your Christ Jesus and your Holy Spirit. Even as you lay a foundation for our lives that is deeper than the oceans and mightier than the mountains of this earth, O God, instill within us and throughout our world the hope of a new heaven and a new earth. Plant your grace and hope within us that we may experience growth in your realm every day of our lives. Loving God, restore peace where there has been hatred. Reduce tension where there has been anger. Rekindle friendship where there has been enemies. Relieve suffering where there has been violence. And recreate a united nation for the good of the people and for the peace of this world. Oh God, open our hearts to see the wonder of your eternity. Bring us to the realization that in your love we may find peace and joy. Oh God, continue to pour out your Holy Spirit and empower and equip your church as we celebrate this Confirmation Sunday, so that we may be the church that you have created us to be. O God, for it is in the name of your Son, your risen Savior, your risen Son, that we offer this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare to go back into the world to love and to serve and to follow Jesus, we don't want to leave like we came in. We indeed are being made new, not at some point in the future, not as something that has past and gone, but right here and now, Christ wants to begin something new in you, in me, in all of us. And so we enter into a time of prayer and response. I hope you'll come and lay something down before the cross of Jesus today. Your fear, maybe your failures, maybe patterns of thinking that have kept you bound, maybe the hurt and pain of unforgiveness. This is a time for all of us to respond. And there are ways to do that. We've got a candle station here behind this column. You can light a candle as you say a prayer. We've got this kneeling rail here where you can come and kneel and pray as long as you would like. Our pastors will stand behind the rail. If you'd like someone to pray with you, just get one of our attention. Otherwise, we'll leave you and Jesus to your prayers together. But know that Christ our Lord wants to make all things new for you, for me, for all of us today. So now we pray and we praise as we stand to sing together, Holy Spirit.
nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. All together we say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the Your glory, your glory is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, it's your presence, Lord.
So let's sing that verse.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. It's your presence, Lord, your tasted and seen, I've tasted and seen.
Yeah.
Of the sweetest, where my heart becomes free. Shame is undone. Oh, it's your presence, Lord.
Come on, every voice all over the building, let's sing Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place. Your glory, God, to be overcome.
Come on, one more time.
Say, Holy, Holy Spirit, you are. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. It's your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your.
Yeah.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Pastor Lance Richards, the senior pastor of First Methodist Houston. I want to personally invite you to join us in person today or every Sunday at 11 o'clock at our downtown campus. There's plenty of free parking, and we're always saving a seat for you. Let's go and be the church together.